This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
The SEC was hacked too. From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore in for David Brancaccio. The Securities and Exchange Commission disclosed yesterday that hackers got into one of its computer systems last year. The SEC says the hackers may have used the information they accessed to make illegal stock trades. Marketplace's Marielle Segarra has been following this. Marielle, what do we know about this hack?
So the SEC has a database that allows people, investors, journalists, anyone really, to search through the financial reports released by public companies. Internally, this database also holds some non-public data, like records of the investigations the agency is working on. In a statement yesterday, the SEC said hackers breached this database last year, got access to some of that non-public data, and may have used it to illegally buy and sell stocks.
How? May have used this data how, exactly?
Well, the agency didn't say exactly what happened in this case, but it gave some examples of the risks it faces. So let's say hackers found out the SEC was getting ready to bring an enforcement action against a public company. The hackers could then buy and sell that company's stocks at the right time to make money. I mean, remember the Back to the Future movies? Biff Tannen, the villain, gets a hold of a sports almanac from the future, and it predicts that, for instance, the Cubs are going to win the World Series. He ends up making bets and getting rich off that knowledge. It's kind of like that, except without the time travel.
What happens next?
The SEC is still investigating this. It's known about the hack for a while, but just found out in August the hackers may have made illegal trades off the data. The agency didn't say who may have been behind the hack.
All right, Marketplace's Marielle Segarra, thank you. And let's do the numbers. The FTSE in London is up a little less than a tenth of a percent. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are down in the tenth percent range, with the Dow future down 12 points. The 10-year Treasury is down at 2.28%. For years, T-Mobile and Sprint have considered merging. And this week, there's news they're reportedly back in negotiations once again. T-Mobile is exploring taking over their rival, Sprint. Marketplace's Rima Krace has more on the chances of this latest attempt and whether it might actually go through.
Back in 2014, Sprint and T-Mobile's whole will-they-won't-they drama was squashed by antitrust regulators. A potential merger was written off as anti-competitive. But under this administration,
I think they'll get a very different response from the Trump antitrust cops.
David Balto is a former policy director of the Federal Trade Commission. He says right now, Verizon and AT&T dominate the mobile market.
What you want is an aggressive third competitor here, and that's what could come about from this merger.
So what could this mean for consumers? Julie Osk is an analyst at Forrester Research. She says right now, T-Mobile, number three carrier, and Sprint, number four, are disruptors by offering cheaper prices. A merger could mean cost-cutting and bigger profits.
If I'm T-Mobile and Sprint, I'm hoping that the improved quality of my network and coverage would allow me to increase prices. But I don't think that's guaranteed.
Osk says they'd have to woo some very loyal customers from Verizon and AT&T. Any finalized deal would still be many weeks away. I'm Rima Krace for Marketplace.
Germany holds a general election this Sunday, and if opinion polls are to be believed, Chancellor Angela Merkel is on course for an easy re-election. That is notable. Merkel has made an extraordinary political comeback. A year ago, she was on the ropes. Her approval rating tanked after opening the door to more than a million refugees and other migrants. How did she turn things around? It's economics, as Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports from Germany.
At a rally in northeast Germany, Angela Merkel addresses a crowd of not exactly ecstatic supporters.
Es gibt richtige und falsches. Das hält sich die Waage.
She's done some things right and some things wrong, says local resident Sigmar Holm. It evens out. She's likable. We need someone like her, not people who just talk nonsense.
Wir haben im Grunde gelernt, dass wir uns nicht genug gekümmert haben.
After 12 years in power, Merkel presides over a buoyant economy. Unemployment less than 4%, exports booming, the government budget in surplus for half a decade. That, says analyst Gero Neugebauer, explains why Merkel is coasting to electoral victory.
As long as the Germans say the economy runs good, my situation is good, the benefit goes to the governing party, Merkel and the Conservatives.
And given the country's ever-present Nazi past, he says Merkel's unassuming, slightly dull demeanor is an asset.
Some people are still afraid too much charisma could lead to too much leadership, and the present leadership shown by Merkel is enough.
But some Germans do thrill to the fiery right-wing rhetoric of the Alternative for Deutschland party. 100 AfD supporters, like Holger Klein, protested outside Merkel's rally, still enraged about the million refugees and other migrants she allowed into Germany.
Das wird ein Desaster werden.
Katastrophe. Another 4 years of Merkel will be a catastrophe, says Klein. She's given the migrants a load of money. What do we Germans get? Anti-immigrant, anti-Euro AfD is still only marginal, but opinion polls suggest it could become the first far-right party to get into the German parliament since World War II. A dash of populism and economic discontent to cloud Merkel's sunny horizon. In Berlin, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
And in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.